your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, a deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Welcome to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. I am Sandy Max, and we're jumping right in on a Zoom call with my first guest. I am thrilled to welcome to What's on Tap with Sandy Max, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Chad Smith, best known as the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But Chad recognized as one of the greatest drummers of all time. You have recorded with artists. I could brag about you. You could look away. Post Malone, Elton John, Ozzy Osbourne. And now that list includes the Rolling Stones with their newest album coming out this summer. Chad, today, not just talking about music, but even more about how you want music to make a difference in people's lives. So thank you for spending time with me.
Thank you, Sandy. That's quite the introduction.
Well, you got a lot to live up to, but you've earned it. I love it. I didn't even mention the fact that you could be Will Ferrell's doppelganger, but we all know that after seeing you on Saturday Night Live.
I'm wearing some different hats these days.
Yes, and especially with the Chad Smith Foundation. But honestly, you've played all around the world, and now you're talking to folks in Milwaukee. What are your memories of playing here in Milwaukee or being around Wisconsin?
Well, my brother, Brad, who you know, I heard very well now.
He's a Brad. Good local musician here in town. His band, Kitty Softpaw, among other things.
Kitty Softpaw, that's right. He was longtime worked at Hal Leonard Music Publishing. So he's been living there for many, many years, since the early to mid 90s. So I would come, obviously, and come and visit him. But we've played many concerts in Wisconsin and Milwaukee and Madison, the Chili Peppers. Lots of festivals. We played there a couple of years ago at the Harley Fest, I believe, was our last time we were there. So much fun. I love it. I have a real connection because of my family there. And of course, my nephew, Lewis, who is the executive producer of the Chad Smith Foundation, he's the all local. And so it makes sense that we would have a real connection to the kids that want to play music out there. We want to really, this is where we're going to make sure it all works and figure it out. And then we're going to take it nationwide.
I love that you have chosen Milwaukee as the launching pad for the Chad Smith Foundation. So you talk about you and your nephew, Lewis, as the co-founders. Tell us about what the Chad Smith Foundation is for people hearing about it for the first time. What's the mission?
Yeah, it's really a way for kids to be exposed to music, to expose to playing instruments, whatever that is, whatever you want to be able to do. A lot of after-school programs we're targeting because, you know, often the first thing that gets cut out of public schools, unfortunately, is art and music. And so if it wasn't for me being able to do that way back when I was in high school and middle school, to have that opportunity to be exposed to music, I probably wouldn't be drumming and playing the drums like I am. I would have never graduated from high school. I knew that for sure, because I found my passion at an early age, and that's what I wanted to do. So those programs, a lot of those are gone. So we want kids to have a place to go, a safe place. You know, we've been working with the Boys and Girls Club there in Milwaukee, provide instruments, provide teachers, and of course, a place for them to go to play. And I just want them to have the same opportunity that I had when I was growing up. And so these are really, really important things. Music is fun. Like, playing music is fun, should be fun. Any level, entry level, if you're intermediate, if you already play a little bit, it doesn't matter. Just to have a place to go and make friends and find other people that are like-minded and want to play. And there's nothing more satisfying than like playing a couple chords and like, and this guy can play a drum beat. And next thing you know, you're playing an AC/DC song and you're having a great time. And like, you know, and Milwaukee has such a rich musical history, obviously, among other things. But like, I think the next Les Paul could come out of the Boys and Girls Club with the Chad Smith Foundation. So I think these are things that are important in our culture right now. And there's so many distractions and so many not so great things going on. So I think hopefully a positive thing in the community. And we're really passionate about it. It should be the Chad Smith Family Foundation, because my brother's involved, Lewis is involved, his brother is involved in California, but we have other people on our board, but like, this means a lot to our family.
Well, what a legacy for the Smith family. I was going to mention, you know, I see a lot of Smiths on the board,
yeah.
But Tell me what it means personally, not only to make a difference in the lives of young people that you hope inspire that musicality, whether it's a career or just a way of expression, but what it also means to be doing this with your family. Does it bring you closer?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we talk about the foundation and do things, you know, and important things like that. But also now we like see each other more than we did the last few years. It's like Lewis comes with his family and I get to see my brother more. And now that he's retired, he can just do whatever he wants. I'm like, no, you have to come here. And we got a scholarship at this college and we got one there. And it's a really great opportunity to hang out and be doing something good. It's a good excuse for us to get together more often, which is always great.
Music does bring people together.
You said it. That's the thing. It's the universal language. I've been so lucky to play all over the world and live my wildest dream. And I've seen how it connects with people. You don't even have to speak the same language.
Continuing this Chad Smith chat, to learn more about how the Chad Smith Foundation is part of the Guitar Town Music Festival Saturday in Waukesha, and about Chad's recent creative projects with rock legends Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones. Stay with us on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
My guest zooming in on What's on Tap is Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, who has co-founded the Chad Smith Foundation and chose Milwaukee to be the launch city to activate after-school music programs, which are underway already with local organizations running Rebels, Boys and Girls Clubs. The motto is a rock and roll motto, make some noise. Chad, tell me about the purple and black color scheme that you chose for the Chad Smith Foundation.
Oh.
And the slogan.
You know, we have really nice people that helped us. They designed the whole thing, and the logo has this energy thing, like a cymbal vibrating thing, which obviously connects for me with drumming. And the colors, there's a Black Sabbath album called Masters of Reality, which I think is their second album. And I love Black Sabbath, and I love Ozzy Osbourne. Those are the colors, and it's bold, and it looks really great. So I don't know, I just think it looks cool, you know?
Did you ever want to play guitar instead of drums?
My brother plays guitar, right?
Yeah.
And he's 2 years older than me, so the guitar was kind of taken, but the drums chose me, Sandy. I didn't. When you're seven and you're just banging on stuff, typical, you know, pots and pans kind of stuff, like, I love the guitar, but no, too complicated. You got to put your fingers, no.
Well, you talk about a mad respect for guitars and the complication and everything.
Let's talk about
the Wizard of Waukesha, Les Paul. Let's talk about Saturday and Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha, the Chad Smith Foundation presenting this free music-filled event. What can we expect from the Chad Smith Foundation's presence there?
We're going to highlight local musicians that play original music and obviously honoring Les Paul. And it's going to be fun, and we're going to have all the things that we do there so people can get involved and make it easy for them. But really, it's to just kind of celebrate the local people and celebrate Les Paul. And I don't think I ever met Les Paul, unfortunately, but obviously there wouldn't be modern recording without him. There wouldn't be the most famous iconic electric guitar without him. He kind of did a few cool things back then. But I just think it's great to be associated with such an iconic brand as Les Paul and celebrate him. And again, just give musicians an opportunity to come out and see what you got.
And then you've got the instrument petting zoo and taking donations for instruments. So getting those things that are in the attic, in the basement, in the garage, in the hands of people who can really enjoy them and use them. And then you talk about Les Paul, the raffle, a Gibson Les Paul 70s custom in ebony. A guitar worth nearly $4,000 up for the raffle.
Amazing. So, I want that. From the 70s?
Yeah. See, the Chad Smith Foundation, all your Smiths are making it happen. This is a really good thing.
If I know my brother, he's going to be buying lots of raffle tickets.
But Chad, I would say not only are you helping students with the Chad Smith Foundation with after-school activities, but you're also making sure that the arts economy is happening, because right now you have a need to hire the teachers who are going to teach these kids and acquire the instruments. And you're really taking that seriously. You're not just asking everybody to volunteer their time.
No. What we found out with the model was obviously places to play really important instruments, really important. We have those two. It was finding the teachers. That's the glue, to have teachers that will show up, be consistent, and not just one guy that plays a little bit of drums and maybe a little guitar. To find those people, it can be a bit of a challenge, but when you can incentivize them with studio time, obviously monetarily, but also instruments. The foundation has partnered with Live Nation. They can go see their favorite artists, or there's certain sort of perks, all music related, but really is really important, Sandy, to get those people to, if it's Monday at 4 o'clock, be there Monday at 3:45. And like, so those kids know. And that was really something that we found out that was really needed. So there's also, you know, we're in the works of having local teachers that are students at some of the local colleges that are studying to music, and maybe they want to be teachers, and can get them to come, and we can get them credits for college courses. Again, we want to get them paid, but we want them to really be dedicated. And it takes a little bit, but that's okay.
Chad Smith putting in the work along with his Smith family to get music education out to young people locally with the Chad Smith Foundation. This chat continues. Chad, I have questions about working with Sir Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones. Keep it here on What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
On the Zoom, Chad Smith, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer, Will Ferrell lookalike, and now co-founder of the Chad Smith Foundation, creating free after-school music programs here locally. Now, we've chatted about Saturday's free Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha that the Chad Smith Foundation is presenting. And, Chad, before I let you go, honestly, yeah, 2026 has been a heck of a year for you. You start the Chad Smith Foundation right here in Milwaukee with the aspirations to have it ripple and go out to other cities. So we want to do a good job here with it in Milwaukee. But come on, you're on the Rolling Stones' new album, Unstoppable Musicians, and you get to play with them. Can you tell me just one story about how the Stones experience happened? And then I can't let you go without at least asking one Paul McCartney question after your appearance on Saturday Night Live. So just two quick stories for us.
Wait, the Beatles and the Stones, are those like some up-and-coming bands? Are they new? Then we should stick with it. They got something going on. I'll tell you what, just hearing you say that, like, this is crazy. Like, that's not me. It's somebody else. When I'm not in the Chili Peppers, I work a lot with this producer. His name is Andrew Watt, who does almost everybody now. He is an incredible musician, incredible producer. He's in Los Angeles, my good friend. And when he needs a drummer, I'm his guy. So I played on many, many, many records with him. And so he did the Stones' last album, and he did their new record, I think, which comes out in a couple months or so. But we were in London. He was still recording with the Stones, and we were getting ready to play that final Black Sabbath Ozzy Osbourne concert in Birmingham last year, which I was so fortunate to be part of. And he calls me, and it's like 1 a.m, and he's like, and he was with Robert Smith from The Cure, was singing backup on. And we love Robert Smith. And he's like, you got to come down. We got to have a jam, you know. And Robert Smith is here. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So I go down to the studio. We jam with Robert Smith for like make up kind of 3 song ideas. Great, super great. But it's like 4 or 5 a.m. now. And I'm like, I had just flown from L.A. I was toast. And he kind of finished up most of the tracks with the Stone. And he's like, I need you to play on one thing. He goes, will you, come out into the live room. I need you to play drums on this one song. And so I didn't record with them. They had already, it's a Chuck Berry cover. It's called Old Delilah or something. It's very blues. It's just Mick Jagger on guitar, vocals, harmonica, and Keith Richards. Just those two guys.
Yeah.
And me.
That's pretty special, Chad. That's pretty special.
It's the last song on the record. It's so crazy. And then the Paul McCartney thing, that's a bucket list that you don't even think the bucket is like there. And again, Andrew, who produced Paul's record that came out and went number one, rave reviews, incredible. I'm so happy for him and obviously for Paul. And he texted me, it's an emergency, but a good one. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cryptic, but Paul McCartney needs you to play with him on Saturday Night Live. His drummer isn't able to make it. And I was like, okay, I think I can do that. Let me check my schedule. Yes.
Yeah.
So Paul McCartney calls me the next day. I know him a little bit. We've met, but like, we're not like friends, you know, we're not, but we know each other mostly through Andrew. And he calls me and he couldn't have been nicer. Thank you for doing this. And you're saving the day. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, well, just come on Tuesday because we have to have a jam with the lads, you know, and we'll play Band on the Run and a couple other songs. And I'm like, okay, so I got to learn all these Beatles and Wings songs, which you know all the songs, but I don't listen to them like, what's the kick drum pattern or what, you know, I'm learning, trying to learn them all. And anyway, we played like 15 Beatles and Wings songs on Tuesday, the week of Saturday Night Live. And then he goes, oh, by the way, Will Ferrell's the host. And I'm like, oh my God, here it comes. I know it. Sure enough, Will texted me, hey, I got an idea.
The universe completely aligned. That is magic.
It was insane. I had to go out and be the host. I had to be like, hey, I don't do that. But, you know, you put a wig on and you wear the same clothes. And Paul was in on the gag. It was fun. It was, yeah, that was pretty surreal. I have to say it was a surreal week. But, you know, I'm just so fortunate to be able to play with my heroes and it's wild.
Chad, yeah. I love that for you. And I look forward to finding out what is absolutely next. Oh, and plus you're on the Kitty Softpaw album on 3 tracks. So playing with your brother as well.
You know, he's retired. He needs something to do, man.
Your dance card is full. So thank you very much for including me on your dance card and for chatting with me.
Thank you for doing this and being a partner with us. It's really very nice and it's important. And I really appreciate it. We all do. I wish I could be there, but I know it's going to be great. And I look forward to hearing all about it.
We'll get you here. And
I'll be there. I'll be there.
What is the best way for people to learn about and get involved with the Chad Smith Foundation?
ChadSmithFoundation.org.
Thank you very much.
Are you wearing the shirt?
I am.
Looks great on you. Make some noise. Let's go.
I am here for it, Chad.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You can see my Chad Smith Foundation t-shirt in black and purple, and more importantly, see Chad Smith himself in our Zoom interview. If you text the word Chad, keyword Chad, C-H-A-D, to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. You text the word Chad, you'll get a link to the YouTube video to enjoy, share with your friends. Keyword Chad. 855-616-1620. Chad Smith, a good cat doing good things here in Wisconsin for our kids and for our creative community. WTMJ's Jessica Gatzo, she got to see the Chad Smith Foundation after school program already starting last month. And she will join us after the WTMJ newscast to share her observations from that experience. Right now, we do go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Elizabeth Lintonen.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap. I am Sandy Max, and we just heard from Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers here on What's on Tap. And if you missed that conversation, if you text the word Chad to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, text Chad to 855-616-1620. You actually get the video link to our Zoom chat because Chad Smith has now co-founded the Chad Smith Foundation. And their mission is to create free after-school programs specifically about music, to inspire the next generation of kids to create music and their own sounds. And Milwaukee is the launch city for the Chad Smith Foundation. Quite the honor. And WTMJ's Jessica Gatzo joins me now to share her experience. Last month, you actually saw the Chad Smith Foundation in action already here locally.
Indeed, I did, Sandy. I got to see one of these recording studio environments in action. I went to the one at Running Rebels on Capitol Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You were kind of talking about in your conversation with Chad that color scheme of black and purple, like that's evident when you walk in. The space it's very visually impressive when you walk into this studio. There's this like wallpaper collage of music posters on one side. There's guitars hanging on the wall. All these like neon lights and that like violet color and blues.
Which that just sounds like an inspiring space. And you took some photos that we'll show on the WTMJ YouTube live stream. If you text the word watch to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, we'll send you a link to our YouTube so you can see these creative spaces that kids are walking into. I would be inspired walking into these slick, colorful spaces.
For sure. Inspiring is a great word for it because it's all very professionally done, but also super inviting to, you know, a kid or a teenager who's going to use this space.
And to be playful in it. Because I get the impression that's a, you know, you talk about playing music and playing instruments. So it encourages that spirit of exploration.
Even the flow and the structure of the place. It's very like open-ended, kind of like goes around corners, like room to kind of explore and do what you want and explore different things there.
Not just a box, not just one room.
For sure. One of the kids I talked to, his name is AJ. He is a high schooler in Milwaukee, and he told me about some of the different instruments he's tried out through the program.
Guitar, piano, drums, how to read notes, stuff that I've never knew that I would be able to learn. I know it now.
So it really is, I'd say the kid is in the driver's seat. You know, they get to choose what they want to pursue, what they want to learn, very open-ended. And so, you know, that kind of lack of structure maybe kind of like gives them a lot of, you know, freedom and creativity to learn something that they might not otherwise have a chance to learn.
Well, and Chad Smith specifically said in that conversation that it was his discovery of music in high school that helped him get through and be a successful adult. So I like that this is all age ranges of kids. And you talk to AJ, the teenager, who's getting his hands in and trying these instruments out.
Yeah. And that theme of inspiration from growing up was, you know, evident with the instructors themselves, too. It was very clear how all these teachers are really passionate about music education. One of them I talked to, Kevin Christensen, he said it felt like a very full circle moment for him and his own music upbringing.
I started to be able to play my own music that I was really interested in. So whether that was Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, or Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's when music really made a real connection to me. And that's why it's so serendipitous that I'm working here today with Chad Smith Foundation, because Chad Smith was such an influence on me growing up as a drummer. And here I'm able to kind of continue that legacy and pay it forward.
That is cool. And I would think that especially after the energy that you just heard with the conversation with Chad Smith, I think that would be meaningful to him. I still think he'd be very humble about it. But to hear that this Chad Smith Foundation is truly embodying what he wants it to do, what he and his family want it to do.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of family and how he was like, oh, it should be the Family Foundation. that was definitely the sentiment I got from his nephew, Lewis, as well. I got to talk to him. He's the executive director of the Chad Smith Foundation. And he really emphasized that, you know, choosing Milwaukee to be sort of the flagship city for the program was really important to all of them.
The Smiths are a big Midwest family and also just Midwesterners. It's so much fun being able to have it being homegrown. And unfortunately, it's not an area that's really attached to a lot of famous musicians or producing of music, when really it can be. Like, Milwaukee is a very underrated music city. Obviously, Summerfest is great, but even just the history of Les Paul and Waukesha.
Walk in the walk. I love it.
Indeed. He also gave me a sense of some of the sort of perks that the kids can aspire to in the program, like ways to encourage them to kind of keep going with consistency in their lessons.
Some are fun and very local, like, you know, they get free lunch. But then we also like to come in with our musical touch. And hey, if you become proficient at a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, we'll give you a Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt. Or if you become a certain level of proficient or do enough lessons, you have the ability to perform at a recital for your other classmates or parents, or even work all the way up to performing at Summerfest and getting to have a conversation with Chad.
Wow. That is truly exciting, because it shows that you can plink around and experiment, but we all know practice can be kind of a drag.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what it is, flute, piano, oboe, guitar, drums, it's like, oh, but that is the kind of thing that will help give you that incentive and go, oh, okay, it is worth my time. Let me get good at this, or as good as I can be, and wear that t-shirt of that favorite band and go, okay, that's that kind of thing that pushes you just a little bit more to stick with something.
Yeah. And another student I spoke with, he definitely achieved something very impressive after his time with the program. I won't give you all the details okay. about that yet. That'll
because you're working on later. A feature that we'll hear in the next week or two of the with even more information. But mm-hmm. I wanted to get a taste of it since we got the chance to Zoom with Chad. And I was just so impressed when we started talking with the Chad Smith Foundation about covering this, because it really is special that mm-hmm. they're launching it here in Milwaukee and hoping to create that blueprint so it can be replicated in cities around the country and around the world.
Yes.
Yay. You know, so I love that we're the test market and it's already started, because I thought it was oh, isn't that nice that they want to do this? How can we help them? It's just like, oh, it's already happening. And so when Lewis Smith said, Jessica, when do you want to come?
Right.
Every Wednesday we're at this location. Every Tuesday we're at this location. It's like, oh, we aren't joking around.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told me. You know, they're less than 6 months into this, but they really want to perfect the model here in Wisconsin before moving on, which is really special.
Well, thank you very, very much for joining me in the Chad Smith Foundation coverage. And Jessica Gatzo, she will have even more information in the coming weeks.
Thanks for having me, Sandy.
Thank you very, very much. And next, we are known for festivals in Milwaukee. Are you ready for Turtle Fest?
Turtle time.
I have all the info for you and your family, including a birthday celebration for two turtles named Boop and Beep. It's coming up on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
What's on Tap is sponsored by Visit Milwaukee, handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. The music is the turtles, yes? To put you in the mood for Turtle Fest. If you have not heard of Turtle Fest, I'm delighted to tell you that Discovery World is having a three-day Turtle Fest. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 days of hands-on celebration of, yes, turtles. Conservation and the Great Lakes ecosystem. And it's a great way. I didn't really realize how many resident turtles they had at Discovery World, each with their own names. But this is great for kids and adults, families. And I think it'd be really fun to go on a date to Turtle Fest. But throughout the weekend, Discovery World is going to be an interactive hub. You can have different animal encounters and you can meet some of Discovery World's most beloved turtle residents, Beep and Boop, Salt and Peppa, Tortilla, Linnaeus, and Wolverine the Turtle, while you learn directly from the aquarists and conservation partners. Friday is the Turtle Craft Table and Drawing Station. They're going to have a Kohl's Design It Lab with wearable turtle creations. And at noon on Friday, I will be there. Beep and Boop's birthday celebration. How often do you get invited to a turtle birthday party? We're all invited. So it just puts a smile on my face. And then over the weekend, Saturday, you can have live turtle encounters with species from Hawthorne Glen, Havenwood State Forest. Also, I'm not sure how this fits in, but Saturday and Sunday, Preston Edmonds live blacksmith demonstrations. And then Sunday also, you can meet visiting turtles from the Wildlife in Need Center and Racine Zoo Animal Encounters. It is officially turtle time this weekend at Discovery World. And, hold on. I got to play it again. One, two, three. Oh, no. I just can't get my funny sounds to play. Here we go.
Turtle time.
There we go. And Isaac, your girlfriend has a particularly favorite turtle. How does she know the turtles at Discovery World?
Yeah, Leslie spends her summers working at Discovery World teaching the camps there, and she's become very well acquainted with a few of the turtles. She loves Beep and Boop, but she said that Tortilla is her best friend in the summers.
Tortilla is a spiny softshell turtle known for burrowing beneath rocks.
Yeah, she's very excited to go to Turtle Fest and hang out with all of the turtles.
Well, good. Friday again is Beep and Boop's birthday. Friday at noon, they are box turtles with contrasting personalities, one shy and one outgoing. Salt and Peppa are wood turtles that love to climb and explore. Linnaeus is a Blandings turtle with a signature smile. And Wolverine, great name for a turtle, a red-eared slider known for active swimming and hiding behavior. So you now know one of our many festivals to enjoy is officially Turtle Fest at Discovery World. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band Red Hot Chili Peppers, their drummer Chad Smith was my guest at the start of the show, doing a good deed with his new Chad Smith Foundation by creating after-school music programs right here in Milwaukee. You can hear that chat. Text CHAD to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talking text line. Text CHAD to 855-616-1620. We'll send you that Zoom, that YouTube link, and a Red Hot Chili Peppers tune with the title that sounds like a charitable thing to do. That's the song you need to hear next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
Been talking about the Chad Smith Foundation, a foundation founded by Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, who has a lot of family here in the area, all to create free after-school music programs. It has begun, and they're also presenting the Guitar Town Music Festival on Saturday, a celebration of original local music and of Les Paul. So, when a good guy does such good deeds, I thought of one song title when it comes to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give It Away. It's a song you need to hear on What's on Tap.
Your need to know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Opa! We are about to spend half an hour getting our Greek on. I am so pleased to welcome to the WTMJ studio. He's known as the godfather of Saganaki, George Karioris.
Karioris. So close.
Thank you.
No worries.
I want to get it right.
I know. Everybody wants
good
to get
Greek
right.
Last name. Does Karioris mean anything in Greek?
It means Saga Nike these days, I'll tell you that.
So, George, before we get into all the fun and details of what exactly is going to be happening at the 57th annual Tosa Greek Festival, indeed, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, first of all, come on, how do you get the nickname the Godfather of Saga Nike?
Well, it's not easy. First off, you've got to get suckered into doing Saganaiki as a young man.
And what is Saganaiki?
Saganaiki is the preparation of a very hard Greek cheese into a flaming, exciting meal or an appetizer. It's
an unforgettable presentation.
Well, we say it's like a dinner and a show. You get the show, you get the fire, you get the opa. And for those who want to help along with the way, they can come and watch their own Saganaiki being made. It's one of the few things that we make absolutely to order per person. So it's a very personal thing, and we like to get people involved with it.
And you're creating magic and memories, truly, when you are making a Saganaiki, and you do get the emotion of, opa, and the crowd goes wild.
Everybody loves a flame, and everybody loves Saganaiki. It's just a wonderful, creamy, hot, cheesy delight. And, you know, we're also in Wisconsin, so Wisconsin people love cheese of all kinds.
That's true. Cooking with danger. That's also part of that.
I like that. I'm gonna work that in. Thanks.
So how did you first start? Did you give yourself the nickname, or did somebody come by and go, you're the guy, you've been doing it long enough and you're so great at it?
I have friends at various other Greek festivals. And when they needed to know how to do Saganaiki, they came to me to learn. So I kind of got the nickname the Godfather of Saganaiki, actually from people from other festivals who foist that upon me, if you will.
I think that'd be quite an honor, especially by your peers.
Oh, it is. And it's we do it, you know, with a wink and a nod, and we're happy to do it. And we really are, you know, our objective is really to get people on our festival grounds, get them the good Greek food, and have them see our church and experience the Greek culture.
And for a first-time visitor to Tosa Greek Fest, tell us where it happens and what to expect when they get there.
Okay. Our festival is on 2160 North Wauwatosa Avenue. That's 76th Street for those who aren't in the Tosa area, near 76th and North Avenue. Our festival is Friday, June 12th, 13th, and 14th. Friday, it's 4 till 10. Saturday, it's noon till 10, and on Sunday, it's noon till 8. We like to give our neighbors a little bit of a break, and we're also very tired by then.
Sure, but that's a lot of hours to soak in.
It's a
not
lot
just the festival, but it's right there at the church. Tell us about the church.
Well, it's all about the church. Our church, Saints Constantine and Helen, is a Greek Orthodox church in Wauwatosa. And part of what you really should do is if you're coming to Greek Fest, you should sign up and take one of the very short tours of the church itself. It's beautiful. We have mosaics inside. It's a very ornate Orthodox church, very traditional in its format. The church is at the root of what we do. The festival supports the church. And of course, we like to support the community by having it in the community.
And George, how long have you been involved with Greek Fest?
I've been doing the Saganaiki thing. I took a quick guess, and I think I started in 1996, something like that. So it's going on 30 years.
And you have a real relationship with Saints Constantine and Helen, this church.
Oh, absolutely. I was baptized in that church. My parents went there. My grandparents founded the church with so many other immigrant Greeks. And I'm third generation family there. So, yes.
Wow, what a history.
So many of us are. And we also are seeing a lot of new people coming to our church. We're really excited about that.
TOSA Greek Fest is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You've heard some of the history. You know about the flaming cheese, the Saganaiki by the Godfather himself that you will find there. But we're going to talk even more about the flavors, the music, and the other entertainment that you will find at TOSA Greek Fest. Stay with us here on What's on Tap. I am with the Godfather of Saganaiki, George Karioris. Stay with us.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And this music should put you in the mood to get yourself to the 57th annual TOSA Greek Fest. What a tradition. I have the Godfather of Saganaiki in the studio with me, George Karioris.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you for having me here. We really appreciate the publicity. We really want to get the word out to so many people by radio and social media and everything else to come to our festival.
Because you don't have to be Greek to enjoy Greek Fest, do you?
You don't have to be Greek to enjoy Greek Fest. And I don't know if it even helps. I think so many people, we have so much of a welcoming spirit among the Greeks that we want people to come. We want people to be our guests. We want people to bring their families, their kids, and everybody who can make it, and come and try our great foods and listen to our wonderful music.
Oh, yeah, the cuisine, the traditions, the culture, the beautiful church. It's at Saints Constantine and Helen at 76 and North in TOSA. And George, for a first-time visitor to TOSA Greek Fest, what's the perfect Greek Fest meal? Take us from appetizer all the way through to dessert.
Boy, for your first thing you should do, because I'm prejudiced, you should get a Saganaiki.
And you made by you, of
made
flaming
by me,
cheese.
A flaming cheese, and share it with some friends. It's a big serving, so share it with some friends. Get yourself a glass of wine over at our bar, or a beer, or a soda, and then maybe have one of my favorite things is the Athenian chicken, which is roasted outdoors, or a lamb dinner. Oh, it's just spectacular.
George, I have to tell you that Athenian chicken, as soon as I told my boss, Mike, I was like, hey, I've got the Godfather of Saganaiki. Can we flame some cheese in the studio? I was told gently, no, we can't do that. But please tell George how much I love the roasted chicken. Then he and his wife will wait in line. They will get it. I'm like, can you get roasted chicken and like freeze it and save it for later? But like, that's how much he looks forward to TOSA Greek Fest every year for the roasted chicken alone.
Well, we love the chicken. We love the lamb. People love our gyros. And we think the best gyro of the summer. Our festival is on the grounds. It's on our grounds. That's the important thing. It's our home. That's where our church is. That's where our people come. And we feel like we want to invite people into our home. So it's really
important.
It's
a great way to do that. So, okay, yeah. So you've got our bellies pretty full. We've also got to try the gyro of the summer. What else are we eating? What's a good dessert?
Well,
item?
I think you've got to also get yourself to a point where you get some of the homemade Greek sweets. Now, we have a couple here. We have some baklava, but I couldn't bring too much today.
Baklava is so dense. It's with honey and the phyllo dough. It's delicious.
And we have
some good nuts in there.
We have a bunch of other baked goods, traditional baked recipes from the families. We also have lukumadas, which are, they're like fried dough balls, but they've got an amazing honey sauce with cinnamon over the top.
Ooh.
They're to die for. You should not eat a whole tray yourself. Otherwise, we're going to have to roll you out afterwards.
Again, but food to share. I love that you want to share the saganaki, the lukumadas. You can
get a table and share it with your friends and family.
Well, and as much as we're talking about the food, it's more than just the food. What else is going on traditionally and musically?
We have a wonderful Greek group called the Greek Keys, and they'll be playing throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they play traditional Greek music, and they play traditional Greek instruments. They'll be out in under the tent live and in person. And I just can't tell you how wonderful they are. And their lead singer is one of our own homegrown people, Zoe, and she's just phenomenal. She's got a voice of an angel, but the music is just special. You'll really like it.
The Greek Keys.
The Greek Keys.
All right. And what else is going to make this Greek Fest experience have people feel like they've taken a trip to Greece without even leaving Tosa?
Well, there are a couple things. For one, we're also having our youth group do ethnic Greek dancing. So we'll have a performance at least one a day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that'll be really nice.
Will that also have traditional costumes?
They'll have the traditional costumes on, absolutely.
I love seeing that.
But, you know, the dancing isn't limited just to the dance group, because once the dancers clear the floor, everybody's welcome to dance while the band is playing. So we really encourage that, and people will be joining in and just joining hands and dancing.
Are you a dancer? Do you dance?
Not professionally.
But socially.
Of course.
Are you inspired?
Of course. Everybody dances socially. It's a part of the culture. Yeah.
But you say joining hands and dancing. That sounds so welcoming and social and gregarious.
It is. And even if you don't know the steps, just grab a hand and join in.
And tell us what else you like about Greek Fest that you've seen really excite people, give people smiles when they're there.
The thing I've seen about Greek Fest that I think is really special is that it's a very easy festival to go to. It's not a lot high pressure, no kicks against Summerfest or State Fair, but it's where there's a lot of noise and pressure. You can bring your family to the Greek Fest. You can listen to the music. You can talk with your friends. You can meet new people. You can meet Greek people. You can meet other Milwaukee people. People come from all over the state and even beyond. We have a lot of Illinois people who come up for our Greek Fest. And I think the socialization is a big part of it. And if you open yourself up to that, I think it's just special.
Bringing people together. Tosa Greek Fest, been doing it for nearly 60 years. He is George Karioris, the godfather of Saganaki, and more of this preview of Tosa Greek Fest. Stay with us on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ.
It sounds like Greece, and it actually looks like Greece inside the WTMJ studio right here. My guest is the godfather of Saganaki, George Karioris. And he has brought the Greek flags. It's blue and white in here. You've brought baklava.
We brought some baklava.
Oh, thank
we
you.
Brought some of our amazing bread and our cheeses.
And olives.
And
people
olives.
Love olives.
Greece is very famous for olives. And they grow olives all over Greece. They're the best in the world. And the best olive oil comes from Greece, too.
And the reason George is here with his food and his flags is because Tosa Greek Fest is back, the 57th annual Tosa Greek Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And tell us about the beautiful church and the church grounds that Greek Fest is on.
Our church resides right about 76th and North Avenue in the heart of Wauwatosa. It's easy to get to. Even if you have to take a bus, there's a bus up North Avenue and the bus up 76th, and there's convenient parking in the neighborhoods. We don't have a dedicated lot, but we have a convenient lot at the Wauwatosa Public Library, and the good people at BMO Harris have let us park up there on the corner of 76th and North, which is one block walk.
A great
and
sign.
And it's free parking.
Yay.
Free parking. Everybody loves something for
exactly.
free.
Exactly. And that the community comes together. They recognize that Greek Fest is something that is going to bring people together. And we talked about some of the food, but we didn't talk about all the food.
We didn't talk about all of the food. We missed a few things that people really come for. One of the things they love is the spanakopita, which is a baked spinach pie. It's wrapped in phyllo dough. It's got spinach and feta cheese and dill, and it's topped with butter to make it brown. It's just spectacular. And the cousin to the spanakopita, which means, by the way, in Greek, spinach pie, is tiropita, which means cheese pie. And we have little tiny cheese pies, which make an excellent appetizer. There's triangles about 3 inches on each side, and I think the order is 5 or 6 per order. And people love those with a glass of wine or on the side of their meal.
That does sound good.
It is. It's really fun.
And you also have coffee, Grecian coffee. Tell me about that.
We have Greek coffee. And, coffee came across the sea from the east, from Turkey and into Greece. And we make a very strong coffee. If you like a nice, hot, strong coffee, or if you want a traditional cold coffee that they make in Greece called a frappe, they'll make that too. And you can get it plain or with milk or with sugar. And I'm a milk and sugar guy. So I like it gliko, which means sweet.
But you're sweet enough already, George.
Oh, thank you so much. And then we've got, as I said, we have Greek bakery that the ladies have been making for weeks in our church.
To have those authentic recipes is wonderful.
It's spectacular.
There's nothing like homemade and from those people who have carried those traditions and those recipes down. Well, and you will be at the flame, right?
I will be at the flame, at the pan, making the fire pretty much nonstop through the festival. But I have wonderful helpers.
How many saganaki plates do you think you make over 3 days of Greek Fest?
Uncountable. Uncountable, like fish in the sea. I can't imagine how many I make.
George Karioris, thank you so much. He is also known as the godfather of saganaki. You can visit him and enjoy all the flavors and fun and culture and cuisine of Greece at Tosa Greek Fest Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 76th and North at Saints Constantine and Helen Church. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. We really love it.
And thank you for joining me. Thanks to Chad Smith for being my guest. If you text the word Chad, C-H-A-D, to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line, you can catch up on that video interview with Chad Smith of the Chad Smith Foundation. Yeah, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith. And thank you so much for hanging out with me. Tomorrow at 6 on What's on Tap, we'll find out about free Shakespeare in the Park and a preview of what they have going on. And thank you for listening. I truly appreciate you hanging out with me here on What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee.